Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
The double standards on the left to what took place at the Capitol compared to all the other violence that was taking place last year in America, it's really shameless, you have to say. Kamala Harris, our vice president-elect, when the riots were taking place in my own city, Minneapolis, she tweeted, "If you're able to, chip in now to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota." So in other words, those being arrested during those riots in Minnesota when they burned down major portions of the city, chip in and post bail for them so they can get out of jail. This is the Federalist publication took a look at all the different times that Democrats excuse violence by left-wing activists. Then, of course, there's Chris Cuomo from CNN, who had this to say about the protests last summer.
"Now, too many see the protests as the problem. No, the problem is what forced your fellow citizens to take to the streets. Persistent and poisonous inequities and injustice. And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful."
Well, that sounds like excusing violence to me by CNN's Chris Cuomo. But also you have Nicole Hannah-Jones. She was the architect of the New York Times 1619 projects. She's going to explain in this soundbite how, destroying property, that's not really violence.
"How are we to interpret what we see there?
Yes, it is disturbing to see property being destroyed. It is disturbing to see people taking property from stores. But these are things. And violence is when an agent of the state kneels on a man's neck until all of the life is leached out of his body. Destroying property which can be replaced is not violence. And to put those things, to use the exact same language to describe those two things, I think really it's not moral to do that. So, yes, I think any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property. But these are not reasonable times. These are people who have protested against police violence again and again and again, year after year after year. And still we can have videos of law enforcement with witnesses nonchalantly taking the life of a man for the alleged crime of passing a fake $20 bill. So when we have people who say that people should respect the law, they're not respecting the law because the law is not respecting them. You can't say that regular citizens should play by all of the rules when agents of the state clearly are not. So I think we have to understand where that rage is coming from."
Again, that was Nicole Hannah-Jones, the architect of the 1619 Project, which posits that America's founding was really in 1619, not 1776, when the first slave was brought to America. That's all critical race theory and so forth. But she's just making the complete justification that these destroying property, which can be replaced, that's not violence. And there's justification for all of this after all the inequities in our country. So there's such a double standard in the way the secular humanists on the left selectively see violence. They can't just condemn violence when their side commits it and when the right commits it. As Christians, we need to be consistent in condemning violence.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.